The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Are motorists being price gouged by petrol stations, or is the world just on fire? Henry McKean has been investigating. Henry, there's a lot of controversy about this, a lot of allegations of in the Dáil, particularly of price gouging. You've been looking into this.
Yeah, and you're right, parts of the world are on fire. And we know that the Road Hoilers Association are actually saying that, you know, it could get to €2 a litre at petrol stations, which is a lot of money for many. And I visited Meath, Louth and parts of North Dublin. I basically called in on oil heating companies and they were out the door delivering basically people panic buying oil just in case the prices went up. But up there in Drogheda, I noticed prices hadn't risen. But in the North County, that's the North County of Dublin, they had, they were charging 182.9 a litre of petrol this afternoon. And in areas like Dorkey over on the south side on Saturday, it was just 169, and a few days earlier than that, it was just €1.60. I met these motorists, and we start with Shane Stack from County Clare.
I'm flicked out for them. They seem to pass it on to the customer here ASAP. They have a stockpile of fuel, but it seems we're paying the price the whole time.
Are you a Clare man?
I'm a Clare man, yeah.
In Clare, is, in general, fuel cheaper than Dublin?
Not terribly, no.
So not much in it?
Not much in it, no.
And how do you feel about prices jumping the way they have in the last 3-4 days?
We're at a no-win situation. We have to put fuel in the vehicle to keep going. We have no other choice. They should hold tough. They should allow the customer to buy it for the same margins that they got the fuel in for, you know. Instead of hiking everything up according to conflict out Farden, you know.
And with oil prices going up, we are in an interconnected world. Prices go up for everything.
Yeah, everything has gone up.
From toys to coffee.
Correct. Coffee, building materials, you name it, everything has gone up. Ain't nothing coming down in this country.
It's very hard when you have bills to pay at home and you're actually driving around looking for the cheapest garage. You know, I know you're wasting fuel by doing that. And, there's three garages up my way, and they were 159 at one stage, which is grand. Why would you come in here and pay the extra fuel bob, like, you know what I mean?
So where we are at the moment, it's 182.9.
It's robbery.
Do you feel ripped off?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You're working hard 5 days a week, some people doing 6 days a week. Do you know what I mean? And then you're coming into a garage and being ripped off.
You're driving one of these pickup trucks to fill your tank before this Iran war. How much did it cost to fill the tank?
About 320.
320 euro?
Yeah, 320 euro.
And that's when fuel was about, what, €1.60?
Even less, I'd say, even less. It's gone up again last week, and it's gone up again tomorrow.
So you're in a diesel?
Diesel, yeah.
So it's now, in this garage, it's just under €1.80.
On the carriages yesterday, it was up 6 cents.
Okay. What are the fuel companies and petrol stations saying about these accusations that they're unnecessarily hiking up prices?
Well, they are defending themselves. They really are. Here is Kevin McPartland from Fuels for Ireland, and he disputes customers feeling ripped off.
They're certainly not being price gouged. The wholesale market, and this is, look, it's verifiable, Henry. There's market data out there. You can see the wholesale price for diesel and petrol. They started spiking even before Saturday as the tension was building, but on Saturday the prices went up hugely on wholesale markets. So are people paying a lot more than they're used to? Yes. Is it hurting people? Yes. But does that mean it's price gouging? No. What it means is that we're reflecting the global situation, the global commodity prices, and that's, we don't have any choice but to do that. People are not buying fuel way in advance. The fuel that is being sold on a forecourt today probably was bought on a wholesale market yesterday. That's the reality. This idea that we have stocks and weeks of stock in terminals, it just isn't true. It's a just-in-time logistics model. That's how the industry works in Ireland. So there's no truth to this idea that there are stocks that are sitting waiting that people bought months ago and are selling at inflated prices now. It's just not true. Well, the thing with home heating oil is it's not something that you buy every week. It's not like petrol or diesel for your car. So people tend to top up once, twice, maybe three times a year. If you don't need to top up right now, it's really foolish to do so, because there's no knowing what the prices are going to do in the next weeks or certainly months, which may be the kind of the cycle for people refilling their home heating oil tank. So no, don't do that. Wait and see. The demand at the moment is crazy, and as you say, they're out the door. So people are trying to meet this extra demand with the same number of trucks, the same number of drivers, the same amount of tank storage in their own depot. So that's a real struggle for the fuel distributors right now. So let's just all calm down a little bit. Buy the fuel when you need it. If you don't need it, if it was me, I'd be waiting, because I think the fuel, the home heating oil prices are going to come down over the next few weeks.
So you're saying wait?
Absolutely, yeah. It's foolish not to.
Okay, really interesting, Kevin McPartland there, absolutely rejecting the allegation of price gouging that has been thrown from all sides of Dáil Éireann. Henry, what about the average motorist? Have they noticed the price hike?
They have, and you're right. I mean, if we take an actual barrel of oil, it was $72, it was $84, but it's gone down again to $80. So lots of change there. And you're right, when it comes to the public, they have noticed. Here are ladies and gentlemen.
It's preemptive, premature. They went up within hours of the situation going on. So it's just a bit preemptive. I understand in the long term, but not at the moment. I think it went up about 6 cents.
Well, it's a bit of price gouging, but it's not the retailers as much that I blame. Retailers will try and gouge us. It's the government's responsibility, really, to prevent that type of thing. And the biggest price gouger on fuel is the government. They take, 65% to 70% of the price of petrol is government. They can do something about that. The same thing with electricity bills, gas bills. A third of your gas and electricity bill, when you look at it, is government of one form or other, whether that's VAT, whether it's standing charges, whether it's carbon taxes. So, you know, government is the biggest price gouger of all when it comes to fuel and energy.
Well, I think it's a disgrace, because the fuel that we're using now has been imported already, and the prices should stay as they are.
So you feel that they bought the fuel already?
Yes.
And they shouldn't increase it?
Yes, exactly. I feel they've bought the fuel already, and I think Micheál Martin said that.
Okay, so Kevin McPartland saying one thing, drivers disagreeing based on that. What are the ESRI saying?
Yeah, so they have a very similar opinion, really. Here is
Murren, similar to
Kevin McPartland, basically a similar opinion, but slightly nuanced. And here is Murren Lynch, energy economist from the ESRI.
What we've seen here is that oil prices have gone really high on international markets. And what that means is that prices at the pump tend to go up immediately. And we've seen that in every energy crisis beforehand. There really isn't any kind of a lag between international oil prices jumping up and prices at the pump jumping up. The reason for that is because petrol and diesel stations, they don't have much inventory on hand, and also they tend to price on the basis of what will it cost them to restock. So they're going to have to buy another shipment of fuel in a few days' time. How much will that cost them in a few days' time? They need to pay for that with money today. So they need to increase their prices today to pay for their next stock. There isn't so much the government can do. This is just a feature of the fact that we are so reliant on all of these fossil fuels that don't have easy substitutes, as long as we don't invest in alternative technologies. VAT on petrol and diesel is relatively high. It's very low on other fuels such as electricity, gas, that kind of thing. But reducing VAT isn't actually a good way. It doesn't really get the best bang for your buck in terms of the consumers that it benefits.
Okay, Murren Lynch there, Henry. So what about the government's role in this? Because they take quite a hefty tax take on fuel.
Yeah, you're right. It's big. I think it could be up to 70 cents per litre. And here is Kevin McPartland again from Fuels Ireland.
What happened in Ukraine was much more sudden. there wasn't this, you know, sort of long escalation. There has been this conflict in the Middle East for a long period of time now. It's been growing over the last year or so, or a couple of years, and so that risk has been coming into the market. There was a real spike at the weekend after the attacks on Iran and the retaliations for those. That has had an immediate impact. I'm not sure that we're looking at something as long-term as the impacts on the oil prices that happened after Ukraine's invasion.
So people aren't being ripped off?
They're definitely not being ripped off. The margins on fuel are really, really tiny. People often use fuel as a footfall driver to get people in the door. You can look online, you can see the commodity prices that are quoted for today for diesel and petrol on global markets, and they have shot up. And if you map those against the price that have been charged on forecourts and home heating oil depots, you'll actually find that we haven't actually passed on the whole of the price increase.
Could the government just reduce taxes on fuel? How much is tax?
Well, if I passed a garage earlier on today and it was charging 1.78 for a litre of diesel. Of that, about €1.10 is going straight to the government. For home heating oil, the tax element is less, but it's still very significant. There's been a lot of talk in the last couple of days about the government should reduce the tax to reflect this situation in the Middle East. That's not what we need. We've been saying for the last 2 years, we need an expert group to comprehensively review the taxation and the compliance costs on fuel products in Ireland. That hasn't happened. It really does need to happen. Rather than have these knee-jerk reactions, we need to have a considered strategic approach to this. And that's what we're waiting for. And when the Taoiseach talked yesterday, the Taoiseach had this great concern about high prices. Well, he needs to look closer to home. He needs to look at the fact that we pay more tax for fuel in Ireland than almost any other member state of the European Union. He needs to look at the fact that we're paying higher prices than almost any other state because of that. That's something that the government needs to look at. It's not something that the oil industry can do anything about.
Okay, Kevin McPartland from Fuels for Ireland there, finishing that report from Henry McKean. Henry McKean, thank you indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.